Hi. Wow. I feel like an animal they just let out of its cage. It's been a long time because, COVID and stuff. So this is weird. I like even haven't really been out like out of reading or anything. So so actually I'm really sick of myself, but I still wanted to read some poems for you. So right. Is anyone else just sick of themselves? Or is this like mid-30s? Like I'm just like I'm over it. I'd rather hear about you. So anyway, I've got a few new poems, and actually they are COVID themed because I'm trying to process all this shit that's been going on, and it's better than the politics, which are just making me angry. So we're gonna try to, fuck politics. Anyway, I'm not. I very much enjoyed your work. And I only hope to be able to write so eloquently about the injustices going on, and someday, but not yet. In the meantime, gonna write about spaghetti and houseplants. And all right, so this one's called Drive-Thru Spaghetti Dinner. It's 2020, and the signs are everywhere. An informal invitation, apocalypse red with white letters, Drive-Thru Spaghetti Dinner. Like how I keep telling people in all caps, the end is near. So suddenly, I'm some street prophet, only more monotone because it's half joke, and the other half is as serious as baby blue surgical masks stuck everywhere, strapped over our mouths, dangling from rear view mirrors, drowning in oily puddles like parking lot jellyfish. But then there's pasta. And that's something. Something you can't zoom through, hope as real as smashed tomatoes over slippery noodles, and the smell of soggy garlic bread wrapped in tin foil with love. Did anyone do that spaghetti, that drive-thru spaghetti dinner? And anyone? I was just wondering if people like actually ate the spaghetti in the car. That's what I was imagining. Okay, so anyway. This one's called 115 Houseplants, and as of today, it's 116. I'm not lying. You can come over. All right. 115 Houseplants. I enter Lowe's with a savior complex, with an eye for the hopeless, sunken cacti, scorched calathea. What can I do? Back home, I move the plants from room to room. Tenderly, indecisively, chase sun and shadow to get it right. So this is how it feels to be king. I poke one finger into the dirt and ask, "Are you thirsty?" The cats follow me, my nervous energy trot in the wake of loose soil and dead leaves. They know my love is worry, and how I worry endlessly, afraid to fail to keep us all alive. Let's break up the COVID real fast because I know we're all sick of it, but I'm gonna knock on wood. I haven't gotten it yet, so I feel like a walking target. Maybe that's why I'm still stuck writing poems on it. It's fine. All right, you know what? We're gonna go with this one. It is COVID. I'm sorry, kids. I've just been finding different ways to think about it because I still don't understand. Like, life has changed a lot, and we write because we're trying to figure shit out, right? Process it, connect with people. It's called Survivor, COVID-19 edition. So this is the island, aloneness. Once just a glittering mirage. A treasure song of introverts and homebodies, people who read too many books. This was a game we'd play in school back in the days of CD players and tongue rings and prank phone calls. If you were stranded on an island and could only bring three things, we'd ask each other as if we could live off the land, knocking coconuts, catching fish with our bare hands, talking to bloody volleyballs, living without time. all to the soundtrack of our favorite Tori Amos album on repeat. But this is our island now, complete with plasticky palm trees, a smug sun grinning cheesy like a souvenir mug, all with our names spelled wrong. And who wouldn't be grateful for this, each moment not dying? So I ask you, if a tree falls in the forest or an island or your backyard and no one is there to hear it, does it even fall really? Do I even exist? All right, one nerdy love song, because you know that's what I'm usually good for. Okay. These are short. Unrequited love as a binary white dwarf star. You are how I know I exist, inner orbit, codependence. But I think, isn't it romantic to be this degenerate, stellar remnant? I continue in symbiotic sabotage, the bright loop where we're both dying, and someone somewhere makes a wish. The way I love you, but only because I have to. And every time I see you, we almost collide, but we never do. Wow. The binary system of two stars that basically go around each other, and it's a long story, but like our sun will probably turn into a white dwarf someday. It's like when all of its energy is like, and then it's just sort of like giving off energy or radiation. So it's kind of gravity that keeps them like spinning until they just collapse into each other and turn into a supernova if they're lucky. Only love could be that beautiful. A little bit. Before I end here, I wanted to thank everybody for being here and for having me. I was super nervous. It's been so long. And I do art, so like I feel like I'm in that world real hard, and it's just weird when you're, it seems like a lot of art, which is great. I find it easier to do art lately. I don't know why. I think it's just like, I don't know, so many things happening. Makes things last. But anyway, thanks again for having me. It's an honor. And I thought I was ending because that's how it was listed at first. No big deal. But I picked a really cheesy poem to end with because it's like my wish to you, kind of like, it's cheesy. It's called A Bad Instagram Poem because they call those little snippets of like really accessible poems that people write on those little, yeah. So it's admittedly a bad, cheesy poem, but that's, you'll see. A bad Instagram poem. When you think of it, when you really stop to step out of your body, to forget a parade of ants in your kitchen, the calls you make, the rainwater pooling on your basement floor, the million atrocities filling up news feeds, this life really is so simple. So breathe from your belly, let your heart be as loud as your guts, sing, and live now like you mean it. Thank you. Yeah.